Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Nick?
Yeah, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you.
Oh, I'm doing good, too. Happy Wednesday, right?
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
We're halfway there. Not that we're counting, huh?
Right, exactly. That's so true.
So I know that you were speaking with Michael, and he's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
I know I have a business address that I set up. I can probably use that, or I don't mind using my home address either.
Yes. So Google would reject what's called a PNB address if it's like through a mailbox, et cetera, or UPS store or something like that. But
okay.
You use a residence, what they would do is they would hide the address on the profile. So you would definitely get verified using the residential address, but the actual street would be blocked out. Make sense?
Okay, that makes sense. Then, yeah, I'd like to do that.
Of course, yeah. And the main benefit is in the exclusivity, too, you know, meaning that the position just became available and we're filling it today. So the nice thing is once we begin working with you, we're actually going to block out the entire category, and we can't work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that will maximize the jobs coming to you. So
right.
Price-wise, it's so affordable. It's just a flat rate month-to-month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you would be not only your first page listing on Google, but we're also going to program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Right, yeah.
Yep. So that's a different search result completely. And once we program Ridgeview Exterior Solutions into the mobile platform, now you're actually going to become available from all of the searches conducted on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, you know? Yep, and then because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So do you have a business Facebook set up yet?
I do not yet.
Okay, no problem. We'll help you get that up and running. And then you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad popping up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. It happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So they'll make sure that if they're searching for any of your services, that now, you know, when they go to their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for Ridgeview Exterior Solutions popping up. So naturally, that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll also have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients came from Google, how many came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, and that way everything is very transparent. So it sounds like it's something that, you know, you'd like to give a shot, right?
Yeah, most definitely would.
I'm excited for you. You're going to absolutely love this. So what's your last name, Nick?
It is Geck, G-E-C-K.
I was going to ask you because I saw on the website Nick Geck at Riverview Exterior Solutions LLC.com. Is that the email you'd like to use for your confirmation?
Yes, Ridgeview. Exterior Solutions.
Ridgeview. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, my contact's fuzzy, but yeah, that's what it says, Ridgeview exterior solutions llc.com. Perfect. Okay. Now, I see this number ending in 5148. Do you have an alternate line for internal purposes, or does everything go through the main number?
Everything will go through the main number.
Okay, perfect. And then what is the residential address?
It's going to be 1888 mm-hmm. Brandon Street, Northeast, Kaiser, Oregon.
Got it. And then 97303?
Correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. I like the way that it got auto-filled and showed me. And then would you like to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It's going to be a debit card.
Okay, and does it have your name displayed, Nick, or the company name, or both?
It has my name displayed on it.
Okay. Any middle name or initial, or is it officially Nicholas, or how does it actually read?
It's going to read, let me pull it out.
I know. Banks are finicky. Sometimes they have it with a middle initial. Sometimes they don't, right? So.
Right, yeah. This one has my middle initial on it.
Okay, perfect. And that is?
It's D
okay.
for David.
D as in David. And then, one second here. It's having me select the package, and then I have a D. And is the billing address the same, or does the billing go to that other virtual office, or does it go to the residence?
It goes to the residence, I believe.
Perfect. So it should be the same, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, okay, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4452.
Okay.
1800.
Mm-hmm.
0571.
Mm-hmm.
9005.
Okay, and expiration?
Is 0327.
And the code?
317.
Okay, perfect. Now, tell me a little bit about your focus for the business, meaning do you do mostly gutter cleaning or pressure washing or window cleaning, or is it kind of like an equal mix of all three services?
It's an equal mix. I'm in the process of getting my CCCB license.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of waiting on for that to get that and to include my services for roofing, like roof replacements.
Oh, that's excellent. Wow. When are you going to get that?
I'm just kind of trying to come up and with the funds and everything. It's kind of like I just have to schedule my test and take it, but I need to be have my insurance and have the bond ready and all that. I'm just kind of
100%. Yeah, because gutters goes hand in hand with roofing, you know. So that's
it does
be so beneficial for you, because right now I bet you get a lot of gutter inquiries that you can't help if they want the roofing, you know, officially, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, oh, that's cool. So let me just see one thing I was asking you, because there's an excellent upgrade to this program, which is called Google Guaranteed Leads. Have you heard of that program? It's also known as Local Service Ads.
I think I have heard that, yeah.
You have heard of it. Okay. So in order to participate in it, you have to be, pass a background check where you have to be licensed and insured. So do you have any licensing for the window cleaning or the pressure washing or anything or gutters yet, or is it all pending on the next?
It's pending right now.
Okay. So then it would probably be too early to recommend that for you. Unless you have a certificate of insurance, because I see for window cleaning, it only requires the $250,000 in general liability. There's no license requirements, which is good. So, you know, obviously for the gutters, it's going to require more, and for the, roofing, But if you have insurance policy, I could, you know, explain it to you. If not, I'll just send you an email on that. You can upgrade to it later.
Yeah, if you can send me an email, that would be great. Because I'm just kind of waiting for the money to come in, and then I'll be able to get the insurance. And it's kind of a small step.
Yeah, I actually think it would be better off if you wait until you're officially in the roofing category, because that's where you'll get a really high return if you're doing a lead system, you know. So, yeah, just let me know when you're ready. You'll have my direct line on the bottom of that email. And then all we have to do now, Nick, is go through a voice verification recording that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and bear with me, too. Some of it's going to have you repeat what I just asked. It's going to have you ask, you know, repeat the business name and whatnot. So, again, just kind of bear with me. This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ridgeview Exterior Solutions, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Nicholas Geck, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Excellent. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 28th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. This is a three-month verbal agreement where your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 28th of each month in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, when my technician calls you later today, that client interview will take 30, possibly 40 minutes. I'll tell you what's open for the client interview, and then you can tell me what would work. Oh, you know what? My system just told me it's an avius mismatch, which means that the billing address is not the Brandon Street. So what's the alternate one?
The alternate is going to be 2990 mm-hmm. Chester Avenue, Northeast Salem.
Okay. So then the zip code, please.
The zip code is 9730. Oh, crap. I think it's 305.
Okay. Let me just verify that real quick.
Yeah, just verify it.
Yeah, on Google just to be sure. Yeah. So, oh, it says 97301. Does that sound
right? There you go. 301. Yes, 301.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's
okay.
Cut, yeah.
I want to make sure it matches. Okay, so let me give it another whirl, and then I can get you scheduled for that client interview. You'll be good to go. So let's just see here. And then if you see 2 charges pending on your account, don't panic. You were not charged twice. The first one didn't go through, so that will fall off at midnight if it is showing, and you were only charged once, okay? So now,
okay.
Let me just see in the calendar. Oh, yeah, and it did go through. So now the mystery's been solved. It's the Chester address. It's the other
okay.
one. Okay. Yeah, so. Are you a Ducks fan?
I'm more of like a hockey fan, I guess you could say.
Oh, that's cool. That's really nice. I love hockey. You know, my grandson just turned 8, and he's been playing hockey for a couple of years, and it's so cute to see those little guys in all the pads and everything.
That's awesome.
It is the most awesome thing ever. So, yep. Now, my computer is, it's actually glitching right now where it's not opening the calendar. So while I wait for it to open, I wanted to ask you, did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let me.
Because I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, and I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, because that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that your pricing never goes up.
Okay. Yeah, let me check.
You do get text messages on this phone, right?
Yes, it's on this phone, yes.
Oh, good. Okay. I actually just looked in my system, and it does have a confirmation that it went out, so it should be in your text messages. If you don't see it, Nick, what you could do is we also send an email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, and that link is also in that email. So whatever,
okay,
you can access it by email or by the text message. Once you click on the link, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's three boxes that you have to check. One will show you're authorized. The second shows that you receive text messages. The third shows that you're aware that it's a reoccurring charge. And then once you check those three boxes, plug your name in. For some reason, it didn't carry over the middle initial, so just type it in the way it shows without the middle initial. It'll just be Nick Geck. And then
okay,
when you hit confirm signature, if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. So you don't have to worry about that right now because that's in your welcome email. I just wanted you to, you know, kind of sign it so that you get grandfathered into this rate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, did it open for you yet, or is it still loading?
It did, yes. I'm about to put my name in it.
Okay. Who's the hockey team up there? I'm not even aware. We're in Southern California, so we're, you know, Ducks. We're all by the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Do you play hockey, too?
Wait, say that one more time.
Do you play hockey, too?
No, I've just, someone introduced me into it.
Oh, I see. That's
okay, cool. So now I'm on the page where it's having me create a username and password.
Excellent. Okay, so you don't have to create it. It's already created. It's in your welcome email, but your username will be your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes, and then they'll generate a temporary password. Once you log in with that, then you can change the password to whatever you like, but initially there is a temporary password in your welcome email, okay?
Oh,
and then
okay.
I got the calendar to open up, so for that client interview, do you want morning or afternoon? Because I have a 10 o'clock open. If not, the latest would be 3. But we also have some opportunities in the middle of the day as well.
I'd furthest in the afternoon if possible.
Okay, you want me to grab that 3 o'clock one?
Yes, that'd be great.
You got it. Okay, so I'm going to grab the 3 o'clock appointment, and I'm going to book out a whole hour, Nick, and it's not going to take a whole hour, but I want to let you know that I'm blocking out the hour just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:15. Don't panic.
Yeah.
They will call you sometime within that hour. I had someone once that had a 9 o'clock appointment, and at 9:01, both her and her husband were calling me. I didn't get the
call
yet. I said, no, they'll call you. Just give them some time.
All right.
Yeah, so I always try to preface that. And then I wanted to mention to you a good add-on to this program, since you don't have your licensing yet for the roofing, would also be the Google paid ads. Have you tried those yet for your business by chance?
Not yet, no.
Not yet? Okay. So how that works is the minimum requirement that we charge to run the Google ads would be $300 extra. We would take that and send it directly to Google to run the ads. Now, each morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. So let's say, for example, you have some Beverly Hills type areas that are 30, 40 minutes away. You might not get that type of a reach on the Google Maps, but with the ads you can run them wherever you like. And then we would take that money when we send it to Google and set a $9 a day cap on it. So when the ads go up each morning, you don't pay anything, but once people start clicking on them, money comes out of the budget. So let's say, for example, that you have a $9 a day budget and the pay-per-click rate is a dollar. After 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And that's a good thing because it would prevent you from getting an unexpected bill at the end of the month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of people are loving paid ads because you can get up there pretty much right away with the ads. You know, we say they launch within under 2 weeks, but we've had them up before within 3 days. So I think you'd absolutely love them. I just don't know, you know, time-wise if this is a good time, you know, to add them, but I wanted to let you know that that's available.
Cool, yeah, maybe not right now, but I'm definitely will invest into that for sure.
For sure, yeah. So I'll send you, you know, the email with all the information on those add-ons, so you could do one or both down the road, whatever you think would fit best. And then other than that, you're all good to go. So my technician will call you sometime between 3 and 4, and welcome aboard. I'm so excited that it worked out for you. I know that you're absolutely going to love this program and have a very, very profitable year too, okay?
Right on. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate you as well, and have a really great rest of your day too.
Hey, I will, and I will get in. I will be in contact if I have any questions or regards.
Yeah, please do. The customer support number's already been sent to you. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So let's say that you called in and you had an update or a billing question. You can hit option 1, and anyone that answers the phone can help you. But if you want to talk to me directly, you could just put in that 777. Or you could ask, it's a voice-activated system, so you could actually speak to it and say, transfer to Tina, and then it'll ring back to my desk, okay?
Sweet. That sounds great.
Okay, great. Well, I'm so glad that, you know, we were able to help you today. And so if you have any questions whatsoever, call me, and we'll be talking in the future. I'll probably touch base with you in a month or so if I don't hear from you, just to see where you're at with the licensing, or you don't need it for the paid ads. So at that point, you want to reinvest some of your return and put paid ads on, perfectly fine. We can help you get set up on that too.
Sweet. That sounds great. I appreciate that, Tina.
Sure. So, but who is the professional hockey team out there, or is it all just through the colleges, or do you have a professional hockey team in Oregon?
Not in Oregon. It's called the CHL.
Okay.
I believe it's called, the minor league over here.
Oh, that's cool. So you guys are...
Yeah, we have one up in Portland. It's a minor league, but I've been to quite a few of their games and all. That's pretty fun.
It's very fun. I love hockey.
I do too.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Matter of fact, my grandson only plays it, but he hasn't been to a game, so that's on my bucket list, is to get him to a game, you know, because I know that he would absolutely love it.
Oh, he would love it.
Yeah, for sure, especially since he plays, and to see, like, that advanced level would probably be so exciting to him, you know?
Right.
Yep, for sure. So, well, best of luck to you. Hopefully they win their next game. I'm sure they will.
Oh, yes, they will.
That's awesome. They're having a good season?
Yes, they are. They're having a pretty good season.
Nice. Oh, it's always more fun when they win. I know I support, you know, the underdogs either way, but it's nice when they're having a good season. That's awesome.
Right, especially in your home state.
For sure, for sure. Okay, well, I enjoy talking to you, and I'll talk to you again in the future, okay?
All right, that sounds great, Tina. I enjoyed it, and thank you.
Thank you. Okay, have a great day, Nick. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.